Washington Governor Jay Inslee calls it gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. A man who was released from prison early by mistake is charged with killing a mother of two when he should have still been locked up. Phyllis Fletcher reports.
Charging papers say Robert Terrence Jackson walked into his girlfriend Lindsay Hill's Bellevue apartment last month bloody, with one shoe off. Hill's 13-year-old son saw Jackson was not walking straight and seemed off. The boy ran outside and found his mother's body inside Jackson's crashed black Lexus. Police came, found Jackson, and arrested him. Witnesses had seen Lindsay Hill hanging out the passenger window of a black Lexus half an hour earlier in downtown Seattle. She was being hit. Her things were being tossed from the car. This was November 11th. Jackson should have still been in prison until December 6th, but he'd been out since August. He's one of 3,200 prisoners who had been freed early due to a glitch in Department of Corrections computers, a glitch they revealed last week and say will be fixed in January. Lindsay Hill had two sons. Her friends call her vivacious and wonderfully caring on a fundraising website set up in her memory. I'm Phyllis Fletcher reporting.